Welcome to Grammar Lab, where we decode the elements of English to help you become a more confident speaker and writer. If you've ever wondered about the little quirks and intricacies of English grammar, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving into the world of pronouns, focusing on a question many English users have: when and how is it appropriate to use singular they? Stick around to discover the ins and outs of this increasingly common grammatical phenomenon.
Great to be here, Abby. So let's jump right into it. They as a singular pronoun. It's been a hot topic in grammar circles, hasn't it?
Absolutely, Jack. Traditionally, they is used as a plural pronoun. However, its use as a singular pronoun goes quite a ways back in history, to the likes of Shakespeare and even Chaucer. So it's not quite the new concept it's often made out to be.
I think one of the earliest recorded instances goes back to the 14th century. Imagine that. They, them, their, and theirs being used to refer to someone when the gender of a person is unknown, unspecified, or when a person does not identify as strictly male or female.
That's right, Jack. And interestingly, over time, the use has become more prevalent. It has been solidified by style guides and dictionaries, especially in light of ongoing conversations about gender identities and inclusivity.
All right, so let's give our listeners some examples. Imagine someone left a wallet in a taxi. You might say, whoever left their wallet, they can claim it at the lost and found.
Perfect. And notice, listeners, we're not specifying the gender of the wallet owner because we don't know it. Singular they is ideal in these situations. Now for a quick quiz-style example. Jack, blank are the new manager of the marketing department and will be shaking things up around here.
That's easy. Singular they. They are the new manager of the marketing department and will be shaking things up around here. It works because perhaps we either don't know the gender of the manager, or if the manager prefers not to be referred to by gender-specific pronouns like he or she.
And remember, it's about respect and recognition of a person's identity. So if you know someone prefers they as their pronoun, even though it's singular, it's proper grammar and courteous to use it.
Let's tackle another sentence. Everyone picked up blank registration packet this morning.
It's there. Even though everyone sounds like we're talking about multiple people, it's grammatically singular, so there is correct. Everyone picked up their registration packet this morning.
This issue often evokes a question about agreement. A singular antecedent with a plural pronoun, can that be correct?
It can. English isn't always as cut and dry as it seems. There's room for flexibility, especially in the case of inclusive language. What we consider grammatically correct evolves with usage.
That's our deep dive into singular they, listeners. Hopefully, you now feel more confident using this versatile pronoun appropriately.
Absolutely. And before we sign off, remember, if you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
And if you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us.
Don't forget to stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us. Thank you for joining us in the Grammar Lab. Until next time, keep on experimenting with your English.
Goodbye, everyone.